attack. Going way down to make the dig is going to be Uden, and then it's dumped across. Good job by Kennesaw to pick up the kill.
Tonight, the regular season winds down in Kennesaw as the Blue Devils host the Axtell Wildcats and Blue Hill Bobcats in their final triangular. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Murphy again, good toss, but on that, Prasoski, good pass this time. Nickel sets outside, Kring off the double block, down and good. Number 9 in the opening set, and it is game point for Axtell.
Sub-districts begin on Monday, and tonight is the final tune-up for all three schools. It's the Blue Devil Triangler coming up next, but first in the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Kennesaw with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Kearney High School for continuing coverage of the C-110 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks as we get ready for the Kearney Catholic Stars and the Centura Centurions. In our first match tonight, Broken Bow eliminated Gibbon in straight sets 25-13, 17, and 16, and they'll play Minden in our next match. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area athletes. You can take your banking and make it simple with the folks at Five Points Bank, the better bank. The visitors are the third seed from Centura. Their first server will be number 16, a 5'8 freshman, Madison Myers. Followed by number 14, 5'9 senior, Brianna Dinas. Number 15, 5'10 junior, Annika Gleason. Number 3, 5'10 junior, Casey Krolikowski. Number 10, 5'8 junior, Emily Wells. And number 12, 5'11 sophomore, Maddie Roth. The libero is number 2, a 5'5 junior, Mariah Neville. The head coach of the Centura Centurions is Allison Feeney, assisted by Donna Young and Patrick Miller. Centura is 17-11 on the season, and they have won their last four matches coming out of the Wood River Round Robin Tournament, where they lost to Wood River and Grand Island Central Catholic. They have been playing some pretty solid volleyball in the last couple of weeks. Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars. Number 10 is a 5'6 junior, Allie Prasoski. Number 6, 5'8 sophomore, Maddie Squires. Number 8, a 5'9 junior, Callie Oprick. Number 5, a 5'7 senior, Shayla Connor. Number 17, a 5'7 junior, Paige Herbert. And number 7, a 5'7 sophomore, Courtney Shundoff. The libero is number 3. 5'6 junior in Morgan Studi. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Refinus. Kearney Catholic is 21-8 on the season, and for the Stars, they have won 7 in a row since finishing 4th in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. They are the defending C1 state volleyball champions, but will have a tough road just to get back to Grand Island and compete in the state tournament. They are ranked 8th in the state in C1 and did defeat Centura in their only matchup this year, 3-0 in a duel back on September the 19th. That was right out of the Kearney Catholic Invitational. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we are back with more after this timeout.
Are you satisfied with your current pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Caro. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Side hitter of
The winner of this match will advance on to tomorrow's championship match, which will be at 7 o'clock against either Minden or Broken Bow. And we'll have it for you here on Classic Hits 98.9. The sub-district winners will go on to the district finals on Thursday. And the other side of this bracket is just as tough as this side of the sub-district in the C19, where Adams Central and Central City are just underway. And then you've got Grand Island Central Catholic, St. Paul, and Wood River, the top three seeds that are all in the top 10 of the wild card points. And speaking of wild card points, that is something to keep an eye on if you are a part of what's going on here in this district, because you look at one of these teams in this district should be able to pick up a wild card at some point in this tournament. We'll tell you more about that. Get the first serve in the air. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact New Tech Seed, Terry and Jason Stark, your yield leader. We'll be right back.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
And again, we want to thank our many fine sponsors and Mitch Stein and the folks here at Kearney High for their hospitality as Centura will move from right to left with their maroon uniforms with white and black trim, the green uniforms with white and gold trim for Kearney Catholic as the postseason begins for these two teams here tonight with pretty tough draw for both of them. You got 17 wins. Usually you get a little bit better draw than this, but Centura is the number three seed. In the wild card points, Columbus Scotus is number one and Shadron is number two. It should secure them a spot. And then right behind that, Minden, Wahoo, Ogallala is fifth. Shadron and Ogallala will be in the same district. You have to assume one of those will get one of the wild cards. Kearney Catholic sixth, Grand Island Central Catholic seventh, and St. Paul eighth in the wild cards. And just figuring some things up, talking to the coaches, Kearney Catholic's probably going to lose some points from their opposition. Grand Island Central Catholic's probably going to gain some points. So Central Catholic out of this district behind Minden probably has the best chance to pick some up as Kearney Catholic has won the toss and Prososki's first serve is into the net and spins over. What a way to start here for the Stars. They get a break on a serve. Prososki gets ready to fire again. That one is cleanly across on the right line. Passes off the mark and bumped over here by Centura and bumped out of bounds. So service ace and an error on Centura and it's quickly 2-0 Kearney Catholic. Prososki, one of the players that will move around on that service line, goes far left corner. Serve right down the line, picked up there by the freshman Meyer, set to the outside. First swing of the night, Gleason gets it over. Kearney Catholic's got it to Squires. Maddie off the block, it is down and good. First kill of the evening for Kearney Catholic belongs to Squires, and it's 3-0. Centura continues to build their program, but boy, they'd like to get out of this district. Even slide to C2, find some way to get out of this district that is hard to continue to improve on as the pass is back into the net. And it's 4-0 Kearney Catholic. Prososki just keeps serving them and quick 4 points here for the Stars. Alley again sets up in that far left-hand corner and sends a soft one across, and it's an ace. Miscommunication by Centura, and a timeout will be called. Coach Feeney senses some nerves from her young ball club and will call the timeout. We haven't move the ball out of the first server's hands. It's Kearney Catholic 5, Centura nothing.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzac Service of Dannebrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
So good start here for Kearney Catholic, up 5-0. Let's see if the Centurions out of that timeout can settle down here just a little bit. Prososki will move from the left-hand corner to the right-hand corner. Half-step fires it down the line, picked up in the back corner by Emily Wells. Set to the 10-foot line and a miss hit. 6-0. And again, just to kind of tell you the start we've had, Kearney Catholic, 6 points, just one kill. A couple of ace serves and three errors on Centura. Prasoski short serve, passed out of bounds. It's 7-0, and Coach Feeney now is going to have to start seven kids in. Well, you hate to see that if you're Centura. Good volleyball team. Put together a little winning streak coming in. Michaela Hansen's going to come in. The next thing you know, it's 7-0. Stars here in game one. Again, we play the best 3 out of 5, so there's a lot of time to get things settled down. Neville on serve receive, and then it's returned out of bounds by Centura. They tried to go quick on the two ball, and it's 8-0. Prasoski keeps moving around. Now she goes back to the left corner. Strong serve, deep corner. Ace serve number 4 for Prasoski. And now you're getting into a crazy type of start here for Kearney Catholic. 9-0. 4 aces for Prasoski. Centura trying to change up defensively. Prasoski takes it at Neville. Set to the outside. Here's a good swing. Centura down on the line and good for Annika Gleason. But Centura spots the Stars 9 points to start the match. And we'll have an uphill climb here in game number one. Back to serve it away will be Madison Myers, the freshman, the only freshman on the roster. Stars have 3 on their roster, and they'll play him. Jump serve ripped into the corner. Picked up there by Prasoski. Back row attack. Studi got the kill. Studi, even with that libero uniform on, can find a way to move the ball around from the back row. And it comes right back over to Kearney Catholic. And here's Mackenzie Smith checking into the ball game. Myers, 65 ace serves. That's why she was the number one server for Centura. Across it comes Smith. Standing spike floats across there by Krolikowski, and it's deep and out of bounds. Point Kearney Catholic. Smith, 5'7", senior, one of just 2 seniors, her and Shayla Connor, on this Kearney Catholic roster, kind of that transition from last year's state championship team to the youth they'll have the next 2 years. Strong serve back middle. Centura, all they can do is roll it across to Herbert. Connor, slide middle. Oprick off the block. Dug out in the middle by Neville. Centura gets a middle swing. Krolikowski blocked up front by Oprick. Good run down by Neville off the back line and passed across by Wells. We've got our first rally of the match. Connor, high set outside. Herbert unloads. Neville, another dig close to the crowd. It's picked up, and Centura dumps it across. Studi to Connor. They go quick. Middle, Oprick drives it down and gets the kill. First kill for Callie Oprick. And again, that's just the 3rd kill for the Stars. It's 12-1 here in the opening set. What Centura has to concentrate on now is just riding the ship and getting ready for the second set. Doesn't kill him to lose game one, but you don't want to get blown out. You want to be able to get something going by the time the second set goes. Oprick, middle again, gets the kill, 13-1. Kearney Catholic not looking like they have a lot of youth on this team. Smith with 3 in a row. Centura will sub. Here comes Carly Nitch in, 5'5 junior, as Coach Feeney just tries to find the right rotation for her ball club right now. Smith with a serve, deep corner. It's popped up there by Krolikowski and passed across by Gleason. Here's a quick for Kearney Catholic to the outside. Herbert off the double block, dug out by Neville. Set that time by Myers to the outside. It'll be down and good for Gleason. Gleason has both kills for Centura. And side out here for the Centurions. Back into the ball game, Emily Wells. And Nitch will check out. Serving it away will be Michaela Hansen. And Hansen across to Studi. Good pass to Connor. She'll try to dump it across. Picked up there by Myers. Right side attack, Gleason. Dug out Studi. Connor sets to Herbert off the net. The attack down and good. Paige Herbert with her first kill. And it's 14-2 Kearney Catholic. Most people anticipating a matchup tomorrow night between the Stars and Whippets, but this sub-district has produced its share of upsets in the past, so nothing's a given. Studi jump serve, and it's a dart straight down. Morgan Studi fires the ace, and after Prasoski started the match with 4 of them, that would be number 5 as a team for Kearney Catholic. 15-2 in the first set. Studi, big swing, picked up by Neville. Nice pass that time. Middle attack, Krolikowski rolls it across. Connor with a one arm up. Run down by Studi, has to be passed across. Prasoski passed it out of bounds. And a point for the Centurions. 15-3. And back to serve it away will be Annika Gleason. And Gleason serve. Little top spin on it to Smith. Connor sets outside. Here is Herbert. Goes far corner and caught the tape. Centura fans didn't like that one. Herbert will get her second kill. 16-3, Kearney Catholic. And Connor to serve it away. Checking into the front row will be Anna Squires. Anna Squires comes in. Connor throws a little knuckleball across to Neville. High set middle. Krolikowski unloads and hits the line. For Casey, that'll be her first kill. And for Centura, Krolikowski, the team leader with 246 kills coming in. And Maddie Roth, second on the team, but hasn't really been involved yet as Krolikowski serves it across. Stars will set to the outside. Squires, Anna takes it off the double block. Picked up here by Roth, set to the outside. There is Emily Wells, but followed through into the net. Point, Kearney Catholic. 17-4, Stars opening game. Maddie Squires rotates back in. And Mackenzie Smith will check out. Back to serve it away will be Paige Herbert. Herbert also a strong server for Kearney Catholic. And takes three, four, five steps. Fires it right down the middle. Picked up there by Hansen. Set to the middle. The attack Centura off the back line by Roth. They want a tip. They're not going to get the call. We're going to get our second timeout here for Centura. It's all Kearney Catholic here in the opening set. Stars 18, Centurions 4 on the C-110 Sub-District Tournament.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Out of the Centura timeout, it's Paige Herbert back on the service line here, leading at 18-4. Strong back middle picked up there by Michaela Hansen within a double hit called, and it's 19-4. Coming in will be Dinas again. And Herbert to serve. 19-4. Herbert with a jump serve. Ace goes far angle. Trying to get to it was Neville, and it just sailed right over her arms. And Herbert, the third star, to pick up an ace serve in the opening game. Herbert chases down the ball, and it's just a matter of time before the Stars are up 1-0. Doesn't even look like they'll have to go through the serving rotation once at Neville. Here's a quick set into the front row, tipped across by Roth. Kearney Catholic digs it out. Connor has to take a swing from the back row. Off the partial block, they'll set to the outside. Roth takes it through the double block. Connor with a dig. Anna Squires sets to her sister Maddie. Maddie stuffed. There's Centura's first big play. Maddie Roth gets the ace block and gets a little blood pumping through the veins of the Centurions as Emily Wells now goes back to serve it away. Wells with the serve, and it's deep. So the first service error here for Centura, but they haven't had many chances to serve as Jenny Beans comes in for Kearney Catholic. And also coming in for the Stars is going to be Whitney Colling. Beans has put up a lot of aces as this season has progressed. That's what she does, plays that service area and fires a lot of aces out there. And now we're ready to go. Jenny, just no spin on that ball with a lot of power on it. Gets it into the back row to Dinas, sets it right side. The attack by Roth, dug out Connor. Has to be punched across by Oprick. Centura gets a chance from the left wing. Just halves it across, overpass right back by Connor. Quick to Krolikowski, middle tip. And Squires with the dig. Kearney Catholic sets outside to Maddie Squires. Drives it across, and it's dug out there by Wells. From the middle, will be dumped across. Maddie Squires with the dig. Connor slides. Oprek right side. Cuts it back to the middle and good. Third kill for Callie Oprek. 22-5, and Beans to serve again. Getting the other side of this district. Adams Central and Central City playing right now. The winner will get Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Paul and Wood River. An incredible matchup of teams that were ranked in the preseason top 10 and have over 23 wins apiece. And they have to play each other in the first round tonight over at Aurora. Serve is deep by Beans, and that means Neville to serve it away here for Centura. Floats it into the back row to Studi. Good pass, Connor. Sets to the outside. The kill is Oprek. Callie up in the air, surveys the floor, gets her fourth kill. 23-6 Stars, and Allie Prasoski is back in, and she will serve for a second time here in game number one. She started with eight, make it nine straight to start this match. It was 9-0, and four of those were ace serves. And now we've got a little confusion on the floor about substitutions. And coming in will be Carly Nitsch. And checking out will be Emily Wells. And to serve it away will be Allie Prasoski. Prasoski, 2 points away from the first set. Slapped back over quickly by Gleason. Kearney Catholic high set all the way to the other side. Maddie Squires tried to roll it over. It hit the net, so it pops up. Tip back over. Stars will go to Squires. This time she'll roll it across again, and it'll fall. Second kill for Maddie Squires. Game point. Kearney Catholic 24-6 in the opening set. So Centura is going to have to go maybe out in the hall and knock the cobwebs out and get ready for game two. It was not their best effort, even though we know they're way better than this. Gleason will drive it across. Somehow the Stars up it, but they're going to say it's four hits. No, a lift will be called. So point on Centura. And back to serve it away will be Madison Myers. Still game point for the Stars over to Studi. Connor tried to dump it across, and that'll be the first point that Centura has picked up on their serve. And Myers will get a chance to serve until this set's over. 24-8 to Studi. Passed into the net, and it's tipped down by Casey Kolakowski. This is not what Coach Connor wanted to see. She doesn't want Centura to get any momentum going into game two, and here they've got three straight points. And the freshman Myers goes away from the jump serve again. Slide Oprek right on the line. Near side slide. Down and good. And that will end game number one, dominated by Kearney Catholic, 25-9 over Centura. And we'll come back and give you the numbers after this timeout.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. The C-110 sub-district continues. Let's look at the numbers I had in the opening set for Centura. Casey Krolikowski, 2 kills. Maddie Roth, an ace block. Annika Gleason, 2 kills. Madison Myers, 2 service points. That was it. 4 kills, 1 ace block, and no ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Morgan Studi had an ace serve and 1 kill. Maddie Squires, 2 kills. Callie Oprek, 5 kills. Allie Prasoski, 10 service points. 4 of those were aces. Mackenzie Smith, 3 service points. Paige Herbert, 3 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 kills. And Jenny Beans, 1 service point. 10 kills, no ace blocks, 6 ace serves. Kearney Catholic cruised to the opening set by a score of 25-9. We'll be back with the second set here between the Stars and Centurions after this on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Centura will get the ball to serve it away and start game number two. And Krolikowski to serve it away. Great serve, but Colling comes flying through, slides and picks it up. Squires and on the outside with the swing, and it's passed back across by Centura. Connor, short set middle, Oprich on the swing, overpass, free ball, and Maddie Squires couldn't get it back. Point Centura, for as short as the point was, that had a lot of excitement right off the get-go, and that's what Centura needs, something good in Krolikowski to serve. Casey, a little hop, skip, fires it across to Colling. Connor set, Oprich middle, over the double block, dug out there by Dynas, and then nobody found it. The setter got lost. And a free point for Kearney Catholic. 1-1. Back to serve it away will be Allie Prusoski, who had that big opening set. 9 in a row to start the match tonight. And now she'll fire this one across. Back middle, picked up there by Dinah. Set middle, the attack going to be driven across by the sophomore Roth. Stars have to run it down and pass it back. Free ball here, short set, middle attack. Blocked up front, Oprich on the swing by Roth. Callie Oprich with the first ace block for Kearney Catholic. And Prusoski will stay at the service line, 2-1. Again, earlier tonight, Broken Bow swept out Gibbons, so they'll play again against Minden in our final match. And the serve, Prusoski deep that time and out of bounds. 2-2, and Centura will rotate back Emily Wells to serve the volleyball away. Wells, again, a couple of hops and then put some topspin on it. Prusoski, Connor had to run that one down to the outside. Maddie Squires rolls it across, picked up by Myers, set back to Madison, over the double block, dug out by Studi. Set outside, here's Maddie Squires unloading, down and good. Maddie Squires with her third kill, and it's 3-2 Kearney Catholic. Paige Herbert now will check in. And Mackenzie Smith will come in to serve the volleyball away. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Caro, and Dannebrog, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Good serve, passed right back over to Smith. Slide right side, Oprich cuts it from her right to left. It's down and good. Kill number 7 for Oprich. It's 4-2 Kearney Catholic. Centura finished that last game, even though they only scored 9 points. They at least got a little momentum, carried it over here to game 2, but now they've got to be careful. Don't let the Stars get away from them again. Back set right side. The attack is going to be wide by Centura, but it's called in. Called in by Maddie Roth. It was on the far side. I just saw one official point one way and the other point the other. So it's 4-3. Roth with her first kill. And Neville to serve. Fires it back middle. Picked up by Prusoski. High set to the outside. Paige Herbert off the back foot. Drove it across. Neville with the dig. And punched across there by Dinas. Kearney Catholic quickly gets the slide to Oprich. Rattles it off the block. And good. Callie with her 8th kill already. And the junior looking solid here in the opening match of the postseason as Shundoff rotates back in. And Studi takes that jump serve to the back line. High toss and sent it deep. Out of bounds it goes. Side out Centura. And back to serve it away will be Madison Myers. Let's see if she uses the jump serve. She's backing up to the wall like she will. Freshman with 65 aces. High toss, unloads, and she also is out of bounds. So both jump servers missed that time, and it'll be back over to Kearney Catholic and Shayla Connor. Anna Squires goes back into the front row for the Stars. So she's up there with Shundoff and Herbert. Studi and Smith with Connor in the back row. 3 on serve receive as the knuckleball comes across to Neville. Centura sets 10-foot line. Roll over Krolikowski, digs Smith. Connor dumps it back corner. There's Neville. Set middle. Here's Krolikowski again. Around the block, down and good. Casey with her third kill. Point for Centura. And back and forth we go now here in game number 2, 6-5. Kearney Catholic. And rotating back into the match will be Michaela Hansen. We've been checking some other scores from around the state of Nebraska, just some early scores, and we'll get those to you here momentarily from some of the play-in games. As the serve comes across, right side, Herbert hit it into the net, point Centura. Set was a little wide as they scrambled to get to it, and she had to reach. And Selma Myrna has eliminated North Loup Scotia in straight sets tonight. Burwell over South Loup in straight sets. Shadron advances over Gordon Rushville. Wilcox Hildreth, straight set winner over Amherst in Class D action. Set middle. Here's Paige Herbert on the attack. Dug out by Neville in the back row. Here's Korlikowski. Her middle attack. Smith with a great dig in the back. Back set right side. Squires from the 10-foot line and hits the line. Got the kill. Anna Squires. Good power on that from the back row for her first kill. And Smith comes out into the front row. Maddie Squires. 7-6 stars. Paige Herbert now to serve it away. And the serve to Neville. Tight to the net. Set middle. Korlikowski termination. Casey Korlikowski, her fourth kill for the 5'10 junior. Korlikowski, the leading attacker on this team. When they get her a good set, it's almost impossible to stop. Big, big hitter. Herbert out. And Whitney Colling comes in to play the back row. Don't forget the Kearney Catholic football team will be at Boone Central in Albion Wednesday night on ESPN 1460, 6 o'clock, as Maddie Squires' attack is wide. And Centura has taken the lead back at 8-7. The first set was Kearney Catholic's easily by a score of 25-9, and Centura is 1 point away from matching that. Over to Studi, right side, Anna Squires takes it off the tip, popped up in the back row by Hansen. And sent across by Roth. Anna Squires sets Maddie. Maddie off the double block, down and good. Fourth kill for Maddie Squires. It's 8-8. Jenny Beans checks into the ball game. And Callie Oprecht does as well for Kearney Catholic. Beans to serve, Oprecht to play in the front row. Oprecht, one of the top two hitters on this Kearney Catholic team, and she's already got 8 tonight. And Beans deep on that serve and out of bounds. So Centura regains the lead 9-8. Again, Minden, the top seed here in this sub-district. They are 24-3 on the season. Two of those three losses coming to their conference rival in Ogallala. As the serve is fired across strong, the other came to Kearney Catholic. Strong serve right side, Korlikowski. Maddie Squires is blocked at the net. Stars dig it out. Oprecht middle, goes corner, and they call it out. Point Centura, 10-8. Just what we were talking about in that first game. Let it go, come out, and do what you do here in game two. And that's what they're doing, playing better. Not near the air. Centura, jump serve, Korlikowski, handled by Colling. Dumped in the middle by Oprecht. Dug out, middle attack this time by Roth. Out and good. Maddie Roth with her second kill, and it is 11-8 Centura. They've scored 5 of the last 6 points. Coach Chris Connor up off the bench, but no timeout as of yet. That's usually a precursor to a timeout if Centura would score here. 11-8 Centurions. Korlikowski mishit it, and it's wide and out of bounds. So the Stars will get the ball back, and Allie Prasoski will rotate in here for the Stars to serve it away. Again, Allie got this match off to an amazing start for the Stars with 9 straight points. Prasoski splits the seam, free ball returned, and going up Connor. With the quick kill, she mishit it. I think she knows she mishit it, but it was good enough for the point. And Shayla will get her first kill. Prasoski serve. High in the middle, easy, but it's over. Pass, free ball, Oprecht hammers it. Dug out, and a back row attack going to be called here on Centura. And so give the kill to Oprecht. Now, no, you will not give the kill to Oprecht. It'll still just be a Kearney Catholic point. At 11-11, Prasoski serve picked up, but the passing, just for some reason on Allie's serve, problematic, and Centura dumps it in the net. And just when it looked like Kearney Catholic would have to call a timeout, they score 4 in a row. Timeout Centura. So Kearney Catholic cruised in game 125-9. They're up 12-11 in the second set. You're listening to the C-110 Subdistrict Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
And welcome back to the C-110 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament here on Classic Hits. As Kearney Catholic cruised in the opening game 25-9 and now has scored four in a row to take the lead back from Centura 12-11 in game two. And Ali Prasoski at the service line just droops it across and Centura mishits the set. 13-11 Stars. If Prasoski was wearing a cap, I'd say she was going to the stick-em up there. She moves around, and that ball is doing some crazy things. To Centura, doesn't matter who it is, having trouble passing it. But this time they get it middle, and Roth will dump it down. Maddie Roth with her third kill on the set assist from Kulikowski. And Centura gets the ball back with Emily Wells to serve and a chance to tie it up here. Wells, middle of the service area, takes those couple of skips and spins it into the middle of Maddie Squires. Connor tracks it down. Studi has to fire from the back row. Does. Passed up into the light fixture. Neville's able to pick it up. It's tipped across there. One arm up by Kearney Catholic. Maddie Squires unloads from the 10-foot line. Deep and out of bounds. Point Centura. Good play off the rafters there by Centura. And they get the point to tie it at 13. First service point for Wells. And Emily fires this one across, and it's nearly an ace, but the Stars do dig it up. Good pickup by Connor again. Set middle, and it's blocked. Oprick off the swing of Roth. Callie Oprick with her second ace block. 14-13, Kearney Catholic. Mackenzie Smith now in to serve it away, and Paige Herbert into the front row with Oprick and Connor. Prasoski, Studi, and Smith in the back row, and three to serve receive here again for Centura. And taking the serve will be Dinas. Set right side, good high set. Roth into the net, just touched by Kearney Catholic, and that gives a free ball swing to the Centurions, and Dinas is able to get her first kill. So close whether those balls are into the net for four hits or whether they were touched. That time it was touched, and Neville will serve it away at 14-14 midway through game number two. Neville high, lofting serve, back middle to pick up by Prasoski. Set to Herbert from off the net. She'll unload. Neville with a good dig. And it'll be punched across by the Centurions on the far side. Connor dumps it back in. Shayla will get the kill. Second kill for Shayla. And it's 15-14 Stars. They won the opening set 25-9. Broken Bow swept Gibbon in our first match. Studi's jump serve into the net. So that's back-to-back service errors from Studi. And back to serve it away will be Madison Myers here for Centura. 15 all, game two. High toss on the jump serve hits the antenna. Jump serves are more fun when they're in, and both of those young ladies have missed their last two serves. So it's 16-15 Kearney Catholic, and Shayla Connor now will serve it away. Short one here, 10-foot line, Neville. There's the set by Myers. Middle attack, Kulikowski dug out by Smith. Close to the net, Connor kept it out of there. Shundoff from the middle will pop it across. Now Kulikowski gets a good look from the middle. Smith is there for the dig. Connor set, Shundoff blocked, but out. Give Courtney Shundoff her first kill of the match. And Kearney Catholic gets a two-point lead for the first time since it was 5-3, 6-4. First time since it was 6-4. Connor serve over to Neville. Bump set that time by Myers. Outside attack is blocked. Did it stay in? Yes, it did. And a point there. Shundoff and Squires on the block. And I think we'll give credit to Shundoff for the block. And we've got a timeout on the floor by Centura. It will be their second and final timeout. So the Stars were down by a score of 11-8. Since then, they have went on a 10-4 run in the second set. Kearney Catholic 18 and Centura 15.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports as we are in the C-110 Subdistrict Volleyball Finals, the semifinals, we should say. Finals will be tomorrow night here on Classic Hits as the serves across by Connor. Quick swing by Centura, and all the Stars can do is pump it across with Herbert. Here's Kolakowski, middle attack around the block. It's down and good. Casey with her third kill of this set and fifth of the match. Side out for Centura. And checking back in, Michaela Hansen to serve it away for the Centurions. For Hansen, she will go to the right side and serve it across to Smith. Popped up to the outside, and Shundoff decides to just bump it across. Gleason has to set here for Centura. Taken over by Wells. Smith dug it. It got back over, and it's going to be a Kearney Catholic point. I don't know if Shundoff got a finger on it to help redirect it, but I think Smith's going to get credit for that point. The old defensive point there for the Stars, and Paige Herbert will serve it up at 19-16, game two, Kearney Catholic. Herbert serving to the net. Centura needed a break. They got one there, and Whitney Colling now will come in for the Stars. And back up front for the Centurions will be Maddie Roth. And to serve it away, Annika Gleason. Game one, all Kearney Catholic, 25-9, but it's been a struggle as we expected here. More competitive in game two. Connor sets middle, Shundoff wide open back corner. And Courtney will get her second kill. 20-17, game two Stars. Jenny Beans will come in to serve it away. Beans picked up 1 point in game one. Missed on her only serve here in game two. Substitution for Centura. Dinas comes back in for Coach Feeney. Beans waiting for the go. And here we go. Jenny Beans served. Knuckles it right at Dinas. Good pass up front from off the net. It'll be taken across by Roth. Calling good dig. Passed across quickly by the Stars on the two ball. Middle attack here. Blocked up front by Oprich. Centura tries again. This time Kolakowski blocked again by Oprich. Now Squires with the block, but it goes off the block. And Kolakowski, who's stuck with it, will get the kill. Squires and Oprich were just going right down the line. And finally they ran out of real estate on the last block. Kolakowski now to serve. 20-18, but Centura needs to find a way to get that game tied up here. Line drive over to Studi, pass off the mark, it's an ace. 20-19, Kearney Catholic has both of their timeouts if they want to use them. Kolakowski a chance to tie it right here. And Casey, back corner to Colling. There's a pass, Connor decides to set it in the back corner. One arm up by Dinas. Outside, Wells will punch it across. Studi with the dig. Set right side. Here's Anna Squires off the tip. Down and good. Second kill for Anna. Kearney Catholic maintains that lead. 21-19. And Prasoski now to serve it away. She has been on fire tonight from that service line already with 15 points. Four aces. Sends it at Neville. Stays in the back row. Bumped outside, and it'll be rolled over by the freshman, Myers. And then a lift going to be called on Kearney Catholic, so give Myers credit for the kill. 21-20. And again, a chance to tie. This time it's Wells to serve. And Wells' serve rolls over to Studi. Connor sets 10-foot line. Big swing coming into the game is Kylie Teal. And Teal's able to hit the tip and get the kill. And Teal is going to stay in to serve the volleyball away. And I think the Stars might be out of, they might be out of subs, and that's why Teal comes in so she can play both spots. 22-20, serves it right down the line. Dugout Centura, quick return by Kolakowski. Connor slide to Oprich. Oprich dug out beautifully by Neville. Centura goes middle, driven across that time by Roth. Stars dig. Herbert from the left wing off the tip. Dug out back row by Wells. Centura goes outside off the tip by Myers. Picked up there by Teal. Back row Studi takes the swing. Overpass at the net. And the Stars dump it in their own net, but it's okay. They dig it out and get it across. Good rally going here. Important rally at 22-20. Connor high set. Herbert big swing. And it's down and good. Paige Herbert makes it 23-20. Kearney Catholic. And again, Centura has already used their two timeouts, so they need it back right here. Teal serve. Line drive at Dynas. Back to Brianna from the 10-foot line. She'll go angle to Herbert. Middle attack, Oprich over the block. It's down. It's good for Callie Oprich's ninth kill. Three in a row by the Stars, and it's game point, 24-20. Centura, though, all they need is the ball back, and they still got a chance. Teal back middle to Neville. Kolakowski set. Little miscommunication has to be set across by Roth. Stars set outside. Herbert swing on the angle. Down and good, and that is game number two. And Kearney Catholic is up 2-0. Game two, much more of a challenge than game one, but they both go to the Stars, 25-9 and 25-20. We'll be back with the numbers right after this. Timeout.
Are you satisfied with your current pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Let's take a look at the second set numbers here on Classic Hits. Beginning with Centura, Casey Kurlikowski, 4 service points. 1 was an ace, 4 kills. Emily Wells had a service point. Maddie Roth had 3 kills. Brianna Dinas had a kill. Annika Gleason a service point. And Madison Myers, 1 kill. 9 kills, no ace blocks, 1 ace serve for Centura. For Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal, 3 service points and a kill. Shayla Connor, 2 service points, 2 kills. Maddie Squires, 2 kills. Courtney Shundoff, an ace block and 2 kills. Callie Oprich, 2 ace blocks and 4 kills. Anna Squires, 2 kills. Allie Prasoski with 5 service points. Mackenzie Smith, a service point and a kill. And Paige Herbert, 2 kills. 16 kills, 3 ace blocks, no ace serves. Kearney Catholic had 6 aces in the first game, none in the second. So one of the main reasons Centura was way more competitive, simply handling the serve. Nonetheless, the Stars win it 25-20. They're up 2-0 here in the C-110 Sub-District Tournament. We'll be back with the third set right after this.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Some other volleyball sub-districts tonight. Kennesaw has defeated Pleasanton in straight sets in their sub-district tournament. Kearney Catholic serves it away to start the third set, and Centura quickly ends the point with Maddie Roth's 4th kill, and Centura up 1-0 again. Some of those earlier matches tonight. Anselmo Myrna beat North Loop Scotia. Here, Broken Bow beat Gibbon. Burwell beat South Loop. Kennesaw over Pleasanton. Wilcox Hildreth over Amherst in some early matches. Centura serves it across. Kearney Catholic slides it with Oprich. Blocked back over to the star side. Prasoski sets it up for Maddie Squires. Big swing. Blocked but out of bounds. And Maddie Squires will pick up her 5th kill. For Kearney Catholic, Oprich with 9 kills, 5 now for Squires, 4 for Herbert. Kolakowski has 6 and Roth 4 for Centura. Kenzie Smith with the serve across, dumped into the block. Connor's going to get the ace block for Kearney Catholic as they try to go with the quick tip across, and Kearney was right there. Connor, not very many blocks in her career, but she's going to pick one up there, and it's 2-1. Mackenzie Smith to serve. And Smith sends this deep middle, but it's playable for Dinas, and it's set across there by Roth. Centura's got to get swings as Herbert is blocked up front by Roth. Second block of the match, both of them by Roth, and it's 2-2. Just that Centura seems like they're passing the ball good from time to time, and then all of a sudden you just get a set across, not even a roll or a tip or, you know, trying to throw somebody off. They just set it across. As Wells serves it over. Connor with the dump across. Picked up there by Krolikowski. Tight to the net. It's going to be tipped back by Connor. So Centura for a third time goes to the outside and will finish with the freshman Myers. And Centura takes a 3-2 lead on the Wells serve and the Myers kill. Winner comes back tomorrow night for a 7 o'clock matchup against either the top seed Minden or the fourth seed Broken Bow. Broken Bow beating Gibbon in straight sets earlier tonight, and we'll play Minden next. Herbert on the attack is deep, and it's 4-2 Centura. So again, Centura got out to just a little bit of a lead in game two at 11-8. Then the Stars scored five in a row and never looked back. Serve across to Prasoski. Connor slides Oprich, rolls it off the block, and gets the kill. Number 10 for Callie Oprich. Side out here for the Stars. They're 21-8. Centura is 17-11. In their regular season Lou Platte conference meeting, it was a duel, not a part of a triangular. Stars won it 3-0 over at Cope Gymnasium. Here is Studi with the jump serve, and all Centura can do is tap it back across. Set outside Herbert through the double block, and it's good for the kill. A lift called after the block. Paige Herbert with her fifth kill, and it's 4-4. Studi has just 2 points on serve tonight. She'd missed a couple, and now she's not going to the jump serve. She'll float it across to Neville, who passes it into the net. Dug out of the net by Krolikowski and passed across. Now Connor sets it in the corner and finds the opening. Shayla with her third kill, and the Stars with three in a row. It's 5-4. And Studi to serve again. Short serve picked up Neville. Set to the outside. Myers, big swing off the block of Shundoff. Stars dig outside Herbert. Tips it across. Dug out by Myers. Tight to the net on this set. And down and good by Myers. Her third kill. And if memory serves me right, we've had one net violation in both matches so far tonight. Oh, no. Maybe we just had one there. Because they give the ball to Kearney Catholic. Overpass, free ball, Shundoff drops it down. And a timeout will be called here by Centura as Kearney Catholic has scored three in a row and now have the lead by a score of 6-4, make it 7-4 here in game number three. They're up 2-0 on Classic Hits.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Out of the Centura timeout, we're back to action here. Ball on the Centurion side of the net. Middle attack taken across there by Maddie Roth. Stars go back row. Taken over Studi. Dug out Neville. Set to the outside. The attack by Myers. Got a good rally going here out of the timeout. Herbert around the double block. Myers with another dig. Set Krolikowski. Now Myers with the swing and in the net called on Centura. As Myers, too tight that time, made it 8-4. And the dangerous Morgan Studi continues to serve here. That's five in a row for her. And Centura is going to bring Carly Nitsch in just to try and break her momentum a little bit. As Studi gets ready to serve it away. And Morgan, short one that time, and it's mishandled. Front row tried to take it. Neville was waiting for it, and it's going to be an ace. And now Centura has to really pull the reins up, get it going here, handle that serve. Don't let the Stars get too far away, especially since they're down 2-0. Right side attack, this time a kill, and a beauty there from Maddie Roth. She's going to be a great one. Just a sophomore, 5'11". And she's going to have a lot of good volleyball the next 2 years. And whatever's left of this season, of course. Neville on the serve. Floats that baby across. Kearney Catholic goes middle to Shundoff. High tip, just barely cleared the tape. So Centura goes to the outside. Swing is blocked up there by Shundoff of the Myers and pass back across. Into the back row to Smith. Connor slides Shundoff off the tip. Neville dig. Kralikowski bump set, and again another set across for Centura. Stars take it to the outside. Herbert, she tried to throw it down and is able to do so. Paige Herbert will get the kill. And Centura saying that looked like a pretty good lift or carry, I guess you would say. And it's Kearney Catholic point 10-5 as Connor serves it to Nitsch. Stays in the back row, miscommunication, and the ball is not passed back across. And a little frustration showing for Centura right there. And a point for Shayla Connor. 11-5 Stars. They won the first two sets, 25-9 and 25-20. And Connor tried to go soft serve, and it is going to fall into the net. Too warm for the soft serve. It melted it before it got over the tape. And it's 11-6 to serve it away is Myers. The freshman goes away from the jump serve. Pass tight to the net. Connor kept it out of there, and Herbert sends it deep out of bounds. Point Centurions. And a good solid serve. Stars couldn't get it back in play. Don't forget, whenever each match is over, it's the Misco Sports postgame show with a complete wrap, coach interviews, and more. So stay with us as Anna Squires takes the swing on the slide and gets her third kill. 12-7, Kearney Catholic. Again, Minden and Broken Bow still to go, our third and final match. Centura is going to bring Morgan Kasperson into the back row, and Whitney Colling will serve for the Stars. And Kasperson waiting. Colling to serve for everybody to get set. And Whitney, the left-handed line drive to Nitsch. To the outside, swung on there and driven back over by Centura. Maddie Squires tries to return it, drives it into the block. It's out of bounds, and Squires will get her sixth kill. And timeout could be the final one of the season for Centura. They've got to get it turned around. They're down 2-0 and 13-7 in the third here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Kearney High School, where we are bringing you live coverage of the C-110 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament. First match tonight, Broken Bow swept Gibbon. Right now, Kearney Catholic up 2-0 and 13-7 in the third set over Centura. And the Centurions just using their second time out as Kralikowski rolls it across. Centura 17-11, but just in a brutal district. Studi back row attack. To Kralikowski, she'll roll it over, and it's wide and out of bounds, 14-7. Centura just had a spark early in the second set, got up 11-8. Stars ran off five in a row and just haven't been able to do much since. As it's taken over softly by Colling on the serve, slapped over by Kralikowski. Stars will bump set it outside for Maddie Squires. She'll half it across. Nitsch, good pass up front to Myers. Middle attack driven over Krolikowski. Studi with the dig, slapped over by Squires, and she'll get the kill. Fourth kill for Anna Squires, and another four in a row here. Centura was up 4-2. It's a 13-3 run, and it's been that way tonight. Anytime Centura gets anything going, the Stars get a big run. Soft serve, overpass, back to Shundoff. They'll set it. It's off the mark, and Squires couldn't do anything with it. They were out of real estate. Connor trying to go with a back set, and Squires got trapped up on that one. Back to serve it away will be Michaela Hansen, and Wells back into the front row for Centura. 15-8. Stars on top. Centura serving with Hansen. Connor sets middle. Shundoff is going to be deep, and they're looking for a tip. Nobody called one. Point Centura. 15-9. And Hansen, her first service point of the night, would love to get a run going right here. Hansen fires it back middle to Colling. High set to the outside. Rolled across there by Maddie Squires. Tight to the net with the set. Here is Krolikowski, and drove it into the net. The attack error is a point for Kearney Catholic. 16-9. And our multiple substitutions as Jenny Beans checks in with the colorful Snoopy socks. And she's ready to serve it away here. No fun and games yet tonight, though, for Centura as the serve is deep. So Beans has been very consistent tonight. She's been a little off her game with a few service errors. And it's 16-10 as Annika Gleason will now go back and serve it away. Back in the front, Maddie Roth for Centura. Playing from behind again at 16-10. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Bolas, and Grand Island. Serve is across to Colling, tracking it down. Connor, as the pass was off the mark, all the Stars could do is bump it across. Set to the outside. Krolikowski got a good look, but she's blocked up front by Oprich. And they'll get it back over to the Stars. Oprich from the middle. Her attack is dug out there in the middle by Hansen, but nobody after that. And Oprich with her 11th kill. 17-10, Kearney Catholic, and Prososki now to serve it away. She's had a great night from that service line and is going to try to add to it here. Centura's got to get her off that service line immediately as it's at Krolikowski, set right side. Wells blocked up front. Centura does a great job to dig it out and pass it over. Neville to Roth. Now the Stars go to Maddie Squire, and that one's not coming back. Maddie with her third kill of this set and seventh of the match. And it is 18-10. As Prososki with 16 service points tonight. Started with a 9-0 run to start the match. As it's across, Centura will roll it back. Krolikowski dumped back over by Connor. One arm up that time by Myers. Standing spike across by Wells. Connor, high set outside. Squires had to adjust. Maddie did, got it over. Here's the set to Krolikowski, and she sends it into the student section, back row. She really wanted to lay into one there and just got underneath it, sent it deep. 19-10, Kearney Catholic. So not the type of night the Centurions were hoping for. They came in with a lot of emotion. Maybe they were just too amped up. Hard to tell. Middle attack blocked by Oprich. Another swing there, taken across by Wells. And the right side Stars. Oprich just continues to find the range. And it's now 20-10. Centura's out of timeouts. Kearney Catholic 5 points away from advancing. Dynas back into the back row. Prososki, another serve. Takes a little time, this time in the middle service area. Fires it over to Neville. Set by Myers. Too close to the net. They say it was tipped across and still in, so we'll go with that. Connor is able to get it back over. Middle attack here. Off the tip, down and good by Roth. So Centura ended up getting the point out of that. And Krolikowski to serve it away. A reminder, the state football playoffs continue Wednesday here on Classic Hits with Amherst at Loomis. 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame, and on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic is at Boone Central in Albion. 5:30 pregame, kickoff at 6. Strong serve, overpassed. Connor tried to tip it over. Waiting for was Maddie Roth with her third ace block. Point, Centurions. Krolikowski, really the only player that's had any kind of a run at the service line, is there right now. She needs a monster run over to Prososki. Connor, high set outside. Matty Squires blocked. Ace block number four for Matty Roth. Third of this game. 20-13. Three in a row for the Centurions. Krolikowski adjusts the headband and ready to go again. Casey cuts this one across to Prasoski. Overpass, free ball. Roth termination. When they get it going, they look great. They just haven't been able to do it that many times. And a timeout on the floor for Kearney Catholic. They're up two games to none in 20-14 here in Game 3 of the C-110 Sub-District Tournament.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Again, we want to thank Mitch Stein, athletic director, and the entire crew here at Kearney High for their hospitality. For many years, we've been kind of going over to Grand Island for this district, but Broken Bow slides in to this sub-district instead of St. Paul. So a little change, and here in Kearney tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 for the sub-district final as Casey Kronikowski serves it across, trying to get back in a match after the Kearney Catholic timeout. Matty Squires, big swing near the up official and drives it off the block for the kill. That is kill number 8 for Squires. 21-14 Stars, and Mackenzie Smith comes in to serve it away. Mackenzie so far tonight, 5 points from the service line. And her serve strong down the middle. It's going to be an ace. First ace serve for Smith. 22-14, Kearney Catholic. Three points away from the match. Smith served down the line, popped up there by Myers. Pass to the back row, just barely got it across. Great dive there by Prasoski. Then Connor passed across, free ball for Centura. Kearney Catholic's way out of system, and they miss it wide. Centura says it was tipped. Roth can't believe it. Yeah, that's a tough one there. A, missed an easy one, but B, also thought it was tipped. So, point for Kearney Catholic, 2 points away from the match. Smith serves it across. It'll be set across by Myers, the freshman. Connor sets to the outside. Teals in. She'll drive it down and good. And it is match point. Kearney Catholic 24-14. As Smith tries to wrap it up. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up next. And match point, Smith. Down the middle, handled by Dinas. Set to Krolikowski. Two players run into each other, and that's how the night went. It falls to the floor, and the match is over. And Kearney Catholic, probably much easier than expected, cruises to the straight set victory tonight over Centura, 25-9, 25-20, and 25-14. The defending state champions improve to 22-8 in advance to tomorrow night's 7 o'clock sub-district final against the winner of our next match between Minden and Broken Bow. Centura will end their season at 17-12. And we'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9. It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, from their storefront location in Ord, taking care of all of the area schools and athletes for decades and will continue to do so, helping them attain their championship dreams. Let's take a look at the third set numbers here. First of all, for Centura, Casey Kromikowski had 3 service points. Michaela Hansen had a service point. Emily Wells, 2 service points. Maddie Roth, 3 ace blocks, 4 kills. And Madison Myers, a service point and 1 kill. Looks like I had Centura for 5 kills, 3 ace blocks, and no ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal had 1 kill in that game. Morgan Studi had 6 service points. 1 was an ace. Whitney Colling had 3 service points. Shayla Connor, a service point, an ace block, and a kill. Maddie Squires had 4 kills. Courtney Shundoff had a kill. Callie Oprick had 3 kills. Anna Squires, 2 kills. Allie Prasoski, 3 service points. Mackenzie Smith, 5 service points. 1 was an ace. And Paige Herbert had 2 kills in that set. Unofficially, Kearney Catholic with 14 kills, 1 ace block, and 2 ace serves as they win the third and final set, 25-14. We'll come back with the cumulative numbers right after this break on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Hard to find pre-owned 2013 Ford Fusion SE 4-door 2.0 EcoBoost. Has leather, low miles, just $24,900. 2011 Dodge Avenger 4-door, just $14,500. 2010 Ford Focus SE 4-door, under 18,000 miles, just $14,500. An 09 Chevy Cobalt LT 4-door, just $11,500. And look at this, a 2010 Lincoln MKS, heated and cooled seats, sun roof, navigation, and under 22,000 miles, just $27,900. Many other fresh arrivals stopping today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits, let's take a look at the overall final numbers for our match. First off, for Centura, Casey Krolikowski led the team in serving with 7 points. One of those was an ace. She had 6 kills. Michaela Hansen had a service point. Emily Wells had 3 service points. Maddie Roth had a match-high 4 ace blocks and led the team with 7 kills. Brianna Dinas had 1 kill. Annika Gleason, 1 service point, 2 kills. And Madison Myers, 3 service points, 2 kills. It just was not Centura's night. They finished with 18 kills, 4 ace blocks, and 1 ace serve. Taylor Schultz, Megan Kempter, Whitney Ahrens, Morgan Kasperson, and Brianna Dinas, the seniors on this club. So most of those that played a lot of varsity minutes will be back next year for Coach Feeney. For Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal, 3 service points, 2 kills. Morgan Studi, 7 service points, 2 of them aces, 1 kill. Whitney Colling had 3 service points. Shayla Connor, 3 service points, an ace block, 3 kills. Maddie Squires, 8 kills. Courtney Shundoff, an ace block, 3 kills. Callie Oprick, 2 ace blocks and a match-high 12 kills. Anna Squires, 4 kills. Allie Prasoski, the serving machine. It was like she was a robot back there tonight with 18 points. 4 of those were aces. She had a 9-0 run in the first set to start the match. Mackenzie Smith, also solid from the service line with 9 points, 1 ace. Paige Herbert, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. She had 6 kills. Smith also had 1 kill. And Jenny Beans had 1 service point. Kearney Catholic, very efficient. 40 kills, 4 ace blocks, and 8 ace serves as they win the match in straight sets, 25-9, 20, and 14 to improve to 22-8 on the season. They'll advance to the sub-district final tomorrow against either Broken Bow or Minden, who is, well, Kearney Catholic's their arch nemesis. That's all there is to it. We'll wait and see if Minden gets there, but that's your storyline. Minden has not been able to beat Kearney Catholic, and they're sitting third in the wild card points, but they have a history of being upset before getting to state and then doing well usually once they get there. They don't want that to happen anymore, and we'll see if they can get a win here and set up that matchup tomorrow. We're awaiting Coach Chris Connor and see if she'll make her way this way for a couple of brief statements. We'll take a quick timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor is headed this way. We'll chat with her about the win tonight over Centura in straight sets. And, Coach, great way to start the postseason. I think Centura came in with all kinds of emotion tonight, and it just didn't go their way. I know they're a better ball club than they played tonight, but you never really let them get much going.
Yeah, thank goodness, because they have some girls that can swing. And, you know, that second set, I think they showed that. You know, they did a nice job of attacking anywhere in front of the 10-foot line, and we struggled a little bit on defense.
Story of your kind of your season up and down. You've never really until late in the season had everybody together. After the conference tournament, I believe you had everybody together, and you haven't dropped a match since then. Talk about the improvement just since conference.
Well, we're excited about just the consistency and the level that we've been playing at in the last 2.5-3 weeks. You know, it seemed like kind of all season we just kind of struggled on our consistency game, and we were rotating lots of players, and we had injuries. So it's definitely nice to have, you know, a set lineup, and probably nice for media too that we're not always changing it. So we're just excited because I feel like kids are really starting to click now.
Talk about Allie. You come out, she's the first server of the night, she gets you 9 in a row. I mean, it just rips any momentum or emotion that Centura might have had, and she got you 18 points from the service line tonight.
Oh yeah, she loves to go back there and try to earn some quick points, and she does a great job serving, you know, any zone. She can hit, you know, float back to any zone, and she gets us going a lot of the match. If she doesn't get an ace, she usually gets them out of system.
And Oprich tonight, she leads you in kills. Not only did she have a dozen of them, I don't know how many she even missed. They might not have all went down, but maybe one error tonight for her.
Yeah, it's a great night for Cal. She's been hitting really well the last couple of weeks and just keeps getting better. And you can just see the confidence on her face. And she, you know, for the other hitters, it helps them out so much because now, you know, maybe they're looking at more of a single block than what they had in the past. So our middles have become more of a force, which has helped our offense definitely.
Now you get to play in your hometown for the first time in quite a while in the postseason. Everybody is anticipating that it'll be another match with Minden, although Broken Bow took a set from them earlier this year. But if it is Minden, they just have had many opportunities to maybe clip you and just have never done it. What is it that they are doing this year that makes them so strong at 24-3, and your concerns if you face them tomorrow?
Well, one is you got to stop Carly Bowery, and she does a lot for their team, whether it's on serve receive or, you know, defense or offense. You know, she's pretty much number one in all those categories. So she's one that we have to contend with and try to make sure that we limit her options as much as possible. You know, I think they continue to just get better, and Allie does a great job on the setting for them, and so I think they've developed a lot of confidence over the season. You know, with their record, they're definitely going to do that.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get out of here, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
The road to the state tournament for these teams will go through all winning records. If Kearney Catholic goes, unless Broken Bow pulls an upset here against Minden. We're going to take a very short break. We're about 12 minutes away from the start of Broken Bow and Minden, and you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of their athletes and schools for decades and continue to do so out of their storefront location in Ord. It was Broken Bow sweeping Gibbon, and Kearney Catholic has swept out Centura 25-9, 20-14. We'll be back in about 8 minutes with the third and final match between Minden and Broken Bow here on Classic Hits.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to Prairie.